in particular, the push on preschool continues, on early childhood education, which is essential for children's welfare in Connecticut. And I know the governor and the legislature have continued to make this a priority. And I think in the midst of this very, very challenging fiscal climate, to be able to have fidelity to that goal is extremely encouraging and extremely inspiring. And in this session, we had increased movement. We'll be adding another at least 1,000 slots for kids that have not been served by preschools before. What's also passed a new competitive grant program called Smart Start, which is going to help communities that have a real need to expand preschool for underserved children to be able to do so. And over the next several years, that should do a lot to expand preschool availability for children.
I know the governor made a big push for preschool education, more slots available. You mentioned that 1,000 more slots became open, but there are still a lot of children without access to pre-K in Connecticut. Is that right?
That is correct. I mean, we do have thousands of children in Connecticut who don't have meaningful access to early childhood education programs. And that's not a gap that realistically that can be filled overnight, A, because of the enormous amount of fiscal investment that's required, and also because of physical plant issues, you know, the buildings, the schools, the programs, the teachers. I think what we need to be doing is to be setting a goal for universal preschool, which we have set, to be identified paths forward and benchmarks that can be met and can be obtained and will be attained, and that we are doing.
Let's talk about the child welfare system. Were there things that the legislature addressed that will make the least served children of Connecticut have a better way?
Yes, there are. And even just in the preschool front itself, there was a new legislative language passed that focuses on the needs of abused and neglected 3- and 4-year-olds served by the Department of Children and Families to make sure that they have access to quality preschool. I think data showed us from the last couple of years that a significant percentage of those children right now in DCF custody, meaning for whom the state is the parent, are not yet enrolled in preschool. And a lot of folks kind of came together around the table this session and to look to see how we can solve that problem. And I think there's real commitment going forward, and there is a new expectation that there will be a plan to make sure that our most vulnerable children are enrolled in preschool. Another thing I wanted to mention is that the legislature passed language creating a kind of juvenile justice board or committee to take a closer look at how we are meeting the needs of children and youth in the juvenile justice system, what our goals are for success, and how to inject increasing and build on and strengthen the expertise and partnership and increase transparency and accountability in that system. I think that was an extremely positive development.
Yeah, and Sarah Egan, I think the issue of juvenile justice is a good way to segue us into some things you were a little bit disappointed about. Again, this session, they were unable to pass a bill that would have put Connecticut in accord with the U.S. Supreme Court, that people tried for serious crimes as teenagers would have had the opportunity to make their case before a parole board, perhaps lessen their sentences. Were you disappointed about that?
I was, and I think my disappointment was shared by many. I know that the legislature is very invested in moving that type of critical reform legislation forward. It has to move forward. I mean, let there be no question about that. And I would, you know, as an eternal optimist, as the child advocate, I would encourage and I hope and I'm sure that next session we will see success in that area.
Mm-hmm. What else would you like to see next session?
Well, I think that the continued need to strengthen and fill gaps in our service support system for children and families where children have intellectual disabilities, neurodevelopmental disabilities, car challenges, mental health challenges. We have to continue to find a way to meet children and families' needs for appropriate services from 0 to 18 and then some.
Sarah Egan, thank you so much.
Thank you.